Very excited to welcome on the show Patrick Ishmael with the Show Me Institute to talk about Missouri looking to expand Medicaid within the state. Patrick, thanks for joining the show. Tell me a little bit about what's being pushed here.
Yeah, so, you know, as your listeners know, the Affordable Care Act was passed about 9 years ago, and part of it was an expansion of the Medicaid program itself. And what it would include is folks who are actually above the poverty line, above 100% of poverty, up to about 138%. And that's a concern if we went that route, because it is optional right now. But if we did pursue this expansion, we have to really take a look at our own budget. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the federal budget, but the state actually has to make its budget balanced every year. And increasingly, the cost of Medicaid is putting pressure on other budget items. So, and we have a great blog post on our website, showmeinstitute.org, written by Elijah Palis, and what he looked at was, well, how has Medicaid changed as a percentage of our operating budget as a state over the course of the last 9 or 10 years or so? And he looked at it and he saw that fiscal year 2010, Medicaid constituted about 18% of the operating budget. And in fiscal year 2019, it's 37%. Of the operating budget. It's more than doubled. And in the next year, we're looking at another $300 million just for the program that we have to maintain current spending levels. So, you know, this is a really important issue. I think that we can all agree that there has to be a backstop, some protection for the poor, for those who cannot take care of themselves. The question is, how do you provide those services and how do you do it in a sustainable fashion? And unfortunately, the current Medicaid system isn't sustainable, and expanding that already broken system, I think, is kind of a non-starter.
So what are some of the solutions that can be put in place here to help solve this issue that faces the state?
Well, I think, for one, you have to start reducing costs of health care more generally. If you look over the course of, you know, from 2000 to 2010 and from 2010 to 2019, what you've been seeing is basically a doubling of health care costs, not just for Medicaid, but also in the private market as well. One of the really big issues, I think, in healthcare today is the fact that, by and large, we really don't treat health insurance like insurance in other spaces. So when you insure your car, you don't also include as part of that insurance, typically, the cost of oil changes. That's usually done out of pocket. Same thing with homeowners insurance. Typically, lawn maintenance isn't included in that. But when we look at healthcare, everything is just kind of bundled together. And then you factor in the fact that we have a lot of mandates from the government as well in terms of what has to be covered, and there ends up being a lot of bloat, a lot of waste that goes into a lot of those plans and makes them really unviable for a lot of folks, particularly young people who are really paying out the ear when they're going into a lot of these Obamacare plans. And so fundamentally, if you really want to fix the system overall, you really have to have prices. You have to allow for people to shop. You can't have government, you cannot have government involved in healthcare the way that it is, because it has continued to put upward pressure on costs, not just for the last 10 or 20 years, but really for the last 50 or 60 or 70 years, going all the way back to World War II and post-World War II policies that incentivized this kind of insurance and continued to push it years and years and decades after the fact. So I think fundamentally we have to do a reanalysis of our healthcare policies generally, and I think that will eventually put downward pressure on costs. But you don't want to double down on a broken status quo, and adding more people to a broken Medicaid program is just not a really good idea at this juncture.
We're speaking with Patrick Ishmael from the Show Me Institute at showmeinstitute.org. If in 2010 the total state medical budget was at 18. Medicaid budget was at 18.4%, and 9 years later, it's projected to go from 18.4% to 37.4%. At what point is this unsustainable, or have we arrived at that point already?
I think we've arrived at that point already, and the impact is twofold when you're talking about the economy. The first impact is when you have that kind of pressure on your budget. You know, if you have to spend an additional $300 million on Medicaid next year, that means you're not going to be spending that money on roads or education. And so in terms of economic growth, one role that government does have is the promotion of infrastructure and education. And if they're not spending money on those things, well, that's a missed opportunity. And that has ripple effects over time because you didn't make that investment in that road or in that school, and that's bad news in the long term. But the second impact is that it also puts upward pressure on taxes, because the state itself typically, at least in recent years, hasn't raised taxes But local governments will. And a lot of times local governments will say, well, we have to raise taxes for our schools because the state isn't sufficiently funding them. Now, you can debate and discuss that, but if that is the pretense, and a lot of local governments do raise those taxes, those dollars are dollars that are not being used in the private market. And so, you know, you can look at the Medicaid budget, you can look at concerns in the education budget as well, and say, you know what, if these are getting too bloated, we're going to have other impacts, negative impacts across the state. But Medicaid is accelerating and has accelerated in cost well above inflation, well above pretty much every other item in the budget. And it is really starting to really squeeze the state's ability to provide other important services that I think we all roundly agree need to be provided, education being one, infrastructure being another. And if we don't get a handle on it now, if we actually expand the program in the next few years, it's going to be very difficult to provide the service that we think we ought to have in a sufficient manner.
And when you talk about taxes that go to sustain this 37.4% of the budget in fiscal year 2019, the taxes you're talking about are what kind of taxes?
Oh, I mean, it really would depend. It could be a sales tax. It could be an income tax. It could be all sorts of taxes. And that's kind of the concern here is that, you know, if you don't get a handle on it now, if you don't, you know, say this is not an acceptable acceleration of cost and we have to reform the program, we have to make sure that it's not expanding at an unsustainable rate, it is going to have that impact. Again, like I said, not just on the possibility of state tax increases, but, again, local tax increases, because if the state isn't spending money on those infrastructure items, those education items, local governments are empowered to do that spending as well and raise taxes for that end, too. So, you know, I think that we're much better off trying to fund these priorities with the tax revenues that we already have. But the question is Medicaid squeezing the money away from those priorities? And looking just in the last nine years and beyond that, 20 years and well beyond that, too, increasingly Medicaid is becoming a real issue in the budget. And to expand that program at this juncture, it just is not prudent.
Yeah, well, we know that the Show Me Institute is always going to be on top of this. So we appreciate your insight, Patrick Ishmael with the Show Me Institute. There's a lot more information at showmeinstitute.org. A really good article there, like the one by Elias that you mentioned, is very informative. We appreciate you, Patrick. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. ShowMeInstitute.org on Twitter @ ShowMe. And you can find out more information about that then.